last month, we have seen escalating tensions in Papua, leading to at least a dozen deaths and many seriously injured. This is just one case out of numerous reports that Amnesty has received over the last few years of human rights violations in the province, including excessive use of force and firearms by the security forces. We've also received reports of torture and ill treatment in many parts of the province. And therefore, what we are calling on the international community, particularly world leaders, to put pressure on the Indonesian government to ensure that perpetrators of human rights violations in Papua are prosecuted in trials that meet international standards of fairness. We are also calling for the protection of human rights defenders in Papua who continue to face intimidation and harassment because of their work. And most importantly, I think there is a real problem of access to Papua currently for international NGOs, for the international media. And I think it's important that world leaders raise this issue when they meet with the President of Indonesia.
What are you hoping will come out of the expected meeting between Prime Minister Julia Gillard and Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, which is meant to be happening over this coming weekend?
Well, we recognise that the Prime Minister will be discussing a range of issues, including around trade and development and so forth. But what we're hoping for is that the issue of human rights becomes a core part of the discussions. Indonesia is trying to play a role in the region of becoming a champion of human rights, particularly in its engagement of the human rights situation in Myanmar. But I think particularly the Prime Minister should be raising issues around the release of prisoners of conscience in Indonesia. There are at least 90 currently in provinces like Papua and Maluku who have been detained for peaceful political activities. But more importantly, I think Prime Minister Gillard should be pushing the Indonesian government to engage in a genuine dialogue between Jakarta and Papua. What we see now is just a focus on trying to accelerate development without dealing with the human rights violations, both past and current human rights violations. And therefore, I think it's important for her to push for a proper, genuine dialogue that deals with and addresses the human rights violations happening in the province.
Recently, the United States Secretary of State Hillary Clinton voiced her concerns about increasing violence and human rights violations in Papua on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. What does Amnesty see as Australia's role in all of this? Has Australia been particularly silent on this issue?
I think Australia needs to be more vocal on this issue. We know that there is ongoing training of Indonesian security forces, particularly the police, by the Australian government. We know there is a lot of aid being provided to develop various aspects of Indonesian security and so forth. I think what needs to be included in these packages of aid or training is to ensure the element of accountability. Right now, both the police and military lack accountability in not just in Papua, but in many parts of Indonesia. And there needs to be put up in particular mechanisms to ensure that these security forces do not operate above the law. And I think this is currently lacking in any engagement that's happening between the Australian government and the Indonesian government. I think this needs to be put in place as something very crucial in any discussions.